Celsius.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today, Friday, the 18th of April. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Rockall and Malin. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Shannon, 1001, expected Sole, 995, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. North or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Fisher. Occasional rain at first, good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6. Fair. Showers later in Dover. Good. Occasionally moderate in Dover. White, Portland. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 until later in the north. Rain or showers. Good. Occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay. South or southeast, backing southwest later in Biscay 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches for a time in Plymouth. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time in Plymouth. Fitzroy, Sole. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwesterly 6 to gale 8 in the west. Occasionally severe gale 9 later in northwest Fitzroy and west Sole. Rain and thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic 2 to 4 in the west of Fastnet, otherwise east or southeast 5 to 7. Rain or fog patches for a time in Lundy and Fastnet. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time in Lundy and Fastnet. Shannon. North or northeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then north 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, moderate, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in South Rockall. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. North or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Fair Isle, northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northeast 4 to 6 later, showers, good. And Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in the north. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northeast 2, 19 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Stornoway, west by north 1, 32 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest by west 2, 27 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 1, 30 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Bridlington, east-southeast 3, 1013, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 3, 5 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1012. Jersey, southeast by south 4, 24 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 5, 11 miles, 1009. Scilly Automatic, south by east 5, drizzle, 1 mile, 1003, falling. Valentia, northeast by north 4, slight rain, 6 miles, 1003, falling. Ronald's Way, northeast 3, recent rain, 22 miles, 1010, falling. And Malin Head, east by north 4, 14 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: a slack pressure pattern is currently affecting most of the United Kingdom and is bringing mainly light to moderate breezes at first, with some showers across northern areas. Atlantic fronts moving in from the southwest will bring outbreaks of rain to western and southern parts through the day, with increasing winds. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, becoming northerly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in the north. Showers in the north, mainly fair in the south. Good, occasionally moderate in the north. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in the south. Mainly fair, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in the south. Mainly fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, showers later in the south, good, occasionally moderate later in the south. From Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 4 to 6. Rain or showers. Fog patches for a time in the west. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor for a time in the west. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers. Fog patches for a time in the south. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor for a time in the south. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or southeasterly, but northeasterly in the north, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in the south. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man. East or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Becoming east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate, becoming moderate or rough in the north and west. And the Shetland Isles, west or northwest 4 or 5, veering north or northeast later, 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for prayer for the day, presented by Sister Geraldine Smith.
Good morning. No carved crucifix can communicate the height and depth, length and breadth of divine human love. Many do find the cross a tangible aid to devotion, or in reminding them that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Others prefer to identify with the dying Jesus in the way he engaged with those around him, or in relation to its meaning for us of the whole laying down his life for others. Not separate or nailed down, but with a heart open to heaven and earth. Jesus lived, spoke, breathed his act of redemption. The gospel reveals him uttering promises, showing concern for others, praying with the psalmist. His whole being opens out in communion with his Father and the suffering of the ages, inviting us today to follow his way and example wherever people are suffering. Austrian poet Rainer Maria Rilke urges us to see through the cross and not to make of it a dead end. Was it not, after all, only a crossroads? It certainly should not be stamped on us like a brand mark. He on the cross is the new tree in God, and we were to be warm, happy fruit at the top of it. Far better to occupy ourselves simply and quietly with God. He warns Christianity must give up settling down at the cross, rather to enter at last into this state of redemption. The entire point is missed if the journey does not begin to follow the direction of the arms of the cross. May some fruit of the tree of Christ's passion fall on us and spring up in loving service and the dawning hope of new creation. Amen.
Sister Geraldine Smith. Now, Scotland brought in some of Europe's most liberal access laws in 2005, and access campaigners have urged the rest of Britain to follow suit. But 20 years on, are Scotland's rules working properly? Now in Farming Today, Richard Baines visited some popular access sites to find out.
Scotland does have some of the most extraordinary rights of public access in the world. It's a real asset to the country, both in terms of people improving their health and well-being, but also it's a draw for visitors.
This year is the 20th anniversary of the introduction of Scotland's access laws under its Land Reform Act. Brendan Paddy is director of the walkers organisation Ramblers Scotland.
We've seen a really significant increase in people walking, and we've seen a significant increase in people getting outdoors generally, and that's hugely welcome because of the massive benefits that has, not just